bring it back to my website? Can I get an email address? And then when I get that email address, then we go through what's often referred to as an indoctrination sequence.
We can show them how cool and helpful we are.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love about it. You've got this stuff inside you. You've got this information. You've got this expertise. You've got this passion that you want to help people. It's the best way to show people that you are cool and helpful and you can help them.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. We're leading a healthcare revolution by showing natural health and fitness experts how to become community influencers so they can build profitable, predictable, and enjoyable practices. Each week, we share simple, easily actionable expert branding and heart-centered marketing strategies so you can flood your practice with high-quality patients, building a healthier and happier community. And now your hosts, Angus Pike and Tony Rose.
Welcome to the Marketing Your Practice podcast. Tone, how are you today?
Splendid.
Good to see you, buddy. I feel like Evergreen, I can't even think of the name of it now, but I like the way they start their podcasts with a bit of rap. I think they've got a bit of sort of...
Okay, keep the guy. I'll ad lib. Well, welcome back to... I was on a roll.
You were on a roll.
Let's stick in our lane and stick with what we're good at.
Today, we're talking all about email. So we're going to talk about why you should be building an email list of people who are potential patients and how do you go about doing it. So we've got a lot to cover. But this is an area that's missing. If people are failing with social media in terms of having a predictable flow of high quality people coming to them, it's because they're missing the whole purpose of social media. They're missing what's happening with it, and they're missing out this component here, which is about building an email list. So we're going to talk about all of that today in terms of how do we go about building an email list, where does this fit in our overall community outreach, and how you as a community influencer need to be using this tool. Sound fair?
Sounds fair. It reminds me of that great Garrett J. White quote of the person that controls the rain controls the game. And if we're controlling the leads that are coming in, but we might be getting a heap of leads in, but if we're not dealing with them properly or nurturing them or delivering stuff in the most effective and efficient way, then the rain's just going down the drain. And we see that a lot. So we'll take you through what to do with it. When the rain's coming in, what are we going to do with it?
Yeah, so a little bit of a backstory. Let's go back to... you know, social media, particularly Facebook, that was a big daddy. You know, 10 years or so ago, Mark Zuckerberg and his crew said to him, look, us as business owners, we should be setting up business pages. At those stages, I think they were called fan pages.
Fan page,
and we were trying to get fans on there. And I said, look, this is a brilliant way for you to engage and interact with your audience, your potential patients and your patients. And he was absolutely right. We built these pages. We got our patients to like them and fans, all this kind of stuff. The two, we communicated with them. There was tremendous reach and engagement without having to do all that much. That if we put a post on there and we had 100 people that liked our page, most of them were going to see it. Now, what's happened with time, our social media platforms, or these social media platforms, have got busier and busier and busier. There's more and more content on there. And what's happened over that time is particularly the content that you and I were sharing on our pages, our business pages, has got less and less engagement, which means the algorithm has decided to show our content less and less. The crescendo of this came very much, it was very outward at the start of this year, 2018, where Zuckerberg said, look, we're going to really prioritize content from person to person, less from business. So, and it even went as far as him saying there may well reach a stage where your engagement or your reach may well reach 0%. So this, you know, you read some people say this is one of the biggest con jobs of all time. You know, we're encouraged to do something. You talk about a kind of bait and switch, which means it's very, very difficult now for our content to be seen organically. So why people, you might be creating wonderful content, high quality videos, great blog posts, putting terrific images on there. But jump in the back end of your Facebook page, see what your what the reach is. And you might be shocked. My guess is it'll be somewhere between 3% and 6% if you're doing a great job. It's hard.
Hello.
Yeah, it's hard to get beyond that. So step number one would be, you know, the way that you can deal with that, and certainly make sure that you're creating your content in the right way.
Yeah.
If you're not already, in fact, parenthesis back to what Zuckerberg said, he says, look, you know, as businesses, you can still reach your people, but guess what you have to do?
Put out your hard-earned cash.
Pay for it. Now, you don't have to pay lots. You know, $1 a day.
That's all it needs.
Boost your post for $1 a day. In fact, we used to spend a lot more than that, but we actually bring it back to $1 a day. It's what I do with the practice here in Port Melbourne, our other one down in Lara, and we get great reach. You know, I'll pay $1 a day to have my message, my videos watched by, you know, 30, 40, 50, 150 people. It's cost effective when we want to do it, but we have to pay to play nowadays. Now, if we really want social media to work, then we need to kind of understand this thing called the buying cycle or the customer journey. So give us your two, Bob, on what the buying cycle is.
It's that time that it takes someone between being first exposed to your brand or your business, your message, to then making a decision to actually interact or become a customer with your brand or your message. So for some people, and you know the statistics can show that it can be over a whole month, you know, 43 days being the average in one study that it takes between someone first exposed to then saying, yes, I'd like to purchase or become a patient or become a client of that business. And so people need, and it comes into that exposure thing of it can be up to 20, 30 touch points over that time for someone to make that decision. What do they have to know? What do they have to be exposed to? Who they have to be exposed to you and your passion or your interest or your expertise, your knowledge, and the ability for you to help someone throughout that journey will shorten that cycle. Mm. But once we hit that critical point of 43 days on average, then things just start to snowball from there because the next one just rolls in and we just keep on a rolling on cycle, which is why we need to be putting great content out for the long game. This is not something you can do for 2 weeks and expect massive results. This is a longer game that we're playing.
It's why so many people fail with their social media outreach, their advertising. It's like, look, you know, I did that for a month and I didn't get any new patients out of it. I went, oh, you were so close. You just didn't quite get the momentum through there. There wasn't enough touch points where somebody finally got to the stage where I said, Dr. Tony, I know, like, and trust you enough for me now. Get on the phone and book an appointment. Now,
and they might have seen you in lots of different areas. They might have watched a couple of videos. They might have read a blog post, seen your website, gone to your Facebook page, seen you on Instagram, a friend shared an email newsletter or something. You know, all these ones are different touch points, which, as you just rightly said, has that person knowing, liking, and trusting you before they then make a buying decision.
So the challenge, so now you go, okay, I need multiple touch points. The challenge then becomes this, is it's very difficult for us to get in front of somebody enough, even when we're paying for it, to build that relationship, that knowing, liking, and trusting. So one, it takes time. You know, it was Wicked Reports. They analyzed $1.7 billion of Facebook spend. And they said the average time it took from when somebody first interacted with your post all the way through to them making a purchase, or in our case, an appointment, was 43 days. Other research will say, how many touch points does it take? So a touch point would be, I watched one of Tony's videos, I looked at another one of his posts, I scooted on over to his website, I read some of his Google reviews. These are all touch points. So those touch points, you know,
they've tripled, haven't they, in the last?
They have. It takes more and more touch points. Now, the reason it takes more and more touch points is that what's decreasing on social media is authenticity and trust. So trust is lower. So it takes more points like, let me see. How do I build?
Skepticism is at an all-time high.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of cowboys out there pretending to be experts.
Particularly in the healthcare area. Everyone's an expert. Mm. Everyone, you hop on there too. You know, if I've got a 4-week personal trainer degree, then all of a sudden I'm an expert in health. I know what exercise you should be eating, and it's the keto diet for everybody. It's these, you know, those kind of things there too. So rightfully so, skepticism is at an all-time high. Mm. So it takes some time to build it. So if you are to get success, we need to see how can we control that journey through so we can have this person know, like, and trust us more quickly, that we can get those touch points. Mm. And still right now, the best tool to be able to do that through is email. Now, email, what we see again, the research tells us is that more buying decisions are done through email. Email open rates are significantly higher than that, you know, 3 to 6% I talked about before. Email builds trust. Now, just think about it for a moment of even the way, even nowadays when our email inboxes are full, the way that most of us get on our personal devices and thumb our way through Instagram is different from the way that we open up our emails. Mm. You know, for the vast majority of people, the first thing they do in the morning is check their email. They're still engaged.
There's a ritual around it, isn't there?
Yep, there is. So relationships are built much faster through email. Now, the other thing is this, is that when we build an email list, particularly if people think about it, that are early on in this, they're not ready to be patients yet, but they're raising their hand and they're going, I'm interested, tell me more. That's what, you want an email list full of people that say, I'm interested, tell me more. This is a dream situation. And when we start to build that list through there and we take them on that journey and we tell them a little more and we build a level of trust, and particularly if our emails are helping to get somebody a little bit closer to their goal, then trust is built, you know, again and again. So that's our outcome that we're wanting to do. Now, the real value of the email list is in this too, is that you own your email list. No one can change the rules on you. When you have your email list, whether it be of 100 people or 500 people, you're in control of how often you email those people. You're in control of what you share with them. Now, email them too much and with really crappy content, and they have the right to unsubscribe, and they will also when you do that. But when we have a Instagram follower of thousands or tens of thousands and Facebook or YouTube the same, we don't own that audience. We're not in control. And at a heartbeat, Facebook can and will change the rules and make it more difficult for us to contact those people. So we, James Shramko is a guy whose stuff I love, and he talks about owning the race course. He says, out of the racing, the horse racing industry, I think I've told you this before, he goes, the real winners aren't the people who own the horses, aren't the jockeys, aren't the punters, aren't the bookies. The only person that wins every time is the person that owns the race course, because they have to use her platform
every time.
So when you own your email address, you're in charge of how you interact with these people. So part one of this podcast is convincing you. I want you to start to think about 2019 is I'm going to build an email list of people who've raised their hand and said, Dr. Tony, I'm interested. Tell me more. So how do we go about doing that?
We've got to get their email address first, yes, don't we? We can't send them an email if we don't know their email address. So we need to come up with something that these prospective patients are going to want to swap their email address for.
Yep.
Something of value to them, not necessarily value to you, to a value to them, that they're going to say, gee, I need to know that. I want to know that to get me on my journey to where I want to go or to have my problem solved. This looks like great content, great information, a great video, a great handout, a great checklist, a great cheat sheet, whatever it is. I'm going to give my email address in exchange for that piece of content. And it's often called an ethical bribe. It's something that is of high value and high worth to that person, enough for them to give you your email address.
Because the email address is an asset. I value my email address. You know, if I'm out looking around, checking out some houses on the weekend, the guy says, phone number, email address. I go, I don't have an email address. It's my way of actually saying, no, you're not getting it. I probably should have just said that to him. It wasn't that big a deal. But I'm not going to just hand over my email address willy-nilly. I don't want real estate agents sending me a whole bunch of, I can find their information. But when something is of high value to me, then that exchange will be fair. And I go, absolutely, I'll give you my email address. So Tony kind of touched on that point that we need to create a piece of content is what we're going to talk about here. You know, a lead magnet is often what it's referred to as well. Now, you've all seen these beforehand. They're used in different ways. Perhaps you're shopping around the internet and the lead magnet is a discount. It's a coupon code. You know, pop your name and email address in here and we'll give you 15% off. You know, maybe it is, you know, if you're looking around and you're wanting to learn some, you know, some exercises, you know, again, maybe it's, hey, pop your name and email address and I'll take you over to my exercise program. So there's different forms of these lead magnets or opt-in offers that we can create. So for example, one of the opt-in offers that we have with my chiropractic practice is I have a set of exercises that I've put together specifically designed for desk workers. We call them a sitting fitness routine. It takes them through some postural work there too, and how to open up their hips and low back there as well, and shows them how to set up their desk as well. So when you come on over to my website there as well, when you're there for a couple of moments, it pops up and says, hey, you know, are you suffering from neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain? You know, then I go through, I give them a little bit of the details of what it is, pop your name and email list, address in, and I'll send that straight to you. Now, lots of the people that are coming to my website, I think the stats are about this. About 2% of the people that will visit your website that will actually grab your phone number and make a call, which means 98% of people are leaving. They're bouncing.
Yeah.
Now, this doesn't mean, here's what's important, because we then assume 98% of people aren't interested. And it's flat out wrong. That's not the case. So it's not the 98% of people aren't interested. It's 98% of people aren't interested yet. That's it. So if you don't have a way of keeping in, because I'm not ready to... It's the dating analogy.
Oh, so that or your website's shit.
It could be that too. So let's assume, in fact, we'll talk about websites another time too. But 98% of the people are just not ready yet, and I'm not ready to take that step. It's like dating. You know, I'm at a bar, I'm meeting somebody, I'm having a drink, and if somebody says to me straight away, hey, you want to come away from the weekend? I'm like, not yet. Like, maybe coffee tomorrow, let's do that first. But we want little steps that we can take somebody on that journey. So... it might be, let me give you a classic example of some different things that we could use. And again, things that we use for my chiropractic office here also. So I have a video series. Again, this one's designed at people with sciatica that they go through. And at the end of the video, I have some other tips that I actually share them, some myofascial release. And then the video, I say, hey, listen, if you found this really helpful, let me show you how you can do some self-massage at home. I've got a little video series of that. Then down beneath here is a link. Click on that link there and it'll take you over. Now, that link there actually takes you to a little opt-in page. You need to pop your name and email address and then I will send that through to you then. So if somebody's watched that video, the next step for them is, yeah, you know what, enough of that. I'll give you my name and email address and I can get the next piece of content. But that could be another example then I could have given them. You know, there's a whole bunch of things. So let's talk about some examples.
Well, I think an important point there is that in that example, you've gone first, what we call go first.
Yep.
You know, you help someone in advance. This person's watched the videos and gone, wow, that helped. Or I can see how that would help if I did it. They don't actually necessarily have to have been helped, but they have to be able to see that would help. Then they'll go, wow, that dude's pretty cool. He's already helped me. Bang, I'm going to give it to you.
Yeah. So there's loads of different examples there. So maybe your practice, you love looking after pregnant mums, okay? Helping them right throughout the pregnancy. So you might share some really great postural tips, help to release through hips and low back from there too. Or maybe you're talking about ways to really manage your energy through there too. So they've come over to the website, you're watching the video, then underneath the website there too is a little opt-in form that says, you know, are you taking a pregnancy multivitamin? Want to find out what to look for in the best quality pregnancy multivitamins? I've got a checklist down beneath here. So, you know, that would be a piece of content that someone might go, yeah, I'm taking a multivitamin. What about taking the right one? You know, that could be an example of a piece of content that they might want to opt in for, and you can send them that form. Or, you know, what's the next step? What's a high quality piece of content? Now, this doesn't mean it needs to be pages long. In fact, sometimes shorter is better.
It could be a 5-step checklist.
Yep.
It could be a 2.5-minute video. It could be a 1-minute video. The length doesn't necessarily matter. In fact, as you said, it's more shorter the better. More concise the information. The quicker you can help someone, the quicker you can satisfy or answer their question, the better for them. They're going to say, wow, that was cool.
How can I get somebody a result? What's a piece of content that somebody is dying to know? And sometimes you can find out by sitting down with your potential audience. You know, sit down with these pregnant moms and go, great, what are your struggles? What would help you on this journey? You know, where are the difficulties? What are your fears and frustrations? And how could I help that? And they'd go, well, look, you know, I'd really like some help with sleeping positions. Can I sleep on my side, my back? How can I get some relief with that also? Should my diet change? You know, what's a great breakfast I could have first thing in the morning that will make sure it's feeding me and feeding the baby? You know, what are the 10 things I could do to help maximize my chance of, an interference-free pregnancy or birth? You know, so these are all pieces of content that you could create And often we refer to them as gated, which means you can get this piece of content, but you need to give me your email address first.
And the brilliant part about this, a couple of brilliant parts, is one, you're helping these people, which is getting people healthier, helping your community. But the other cool thing is it positions you as the expert. It positions you as the go-to person in this area. So if someone's going, let's say, to two different websites, and one website's got, you know, we want healthy families and we see pregnant mums. The other one's got, we see pregnant ladies, but and we've got this checklist, the cheat sheet, what to eat, what not to eat, what exercises to do. There's all these documents, downloads, information, blog posts. Who are they going to trust more? Who's higher in that trust value? This person is seen much more as the expert because they're an author. They're a whatever else you're going to have for them there. It's a great positioning tool.
Content creation, particularly high quality content creation, is a fast track to expert positioning. It's a great point that you make there as well. So all of these things are helping to position you as an expert and an authority. And the reason that we want to do that not only is to help that buyer's journey that we talked about before as well, but it differentiates you. It helps you stand out from a world that's noisy. And, you know, why should I choose you over the other person as well? So a summary. Okay, social media is fabulous. It's great for beginning the relationship. It's like going into the bar. I meet somebody where a relationship begins there too. But I don't want to be going back to that bar time again. Date number two back at the bar. Date number three back at the bar. Date number four. We need to take that relationship on a journey. Maybe it's the cafe next. And then, you know, onto if things go fabulous with a relationship, you end up married and living together, if that's what your outcome is. We need to take that same metaphor when we're thinking about the relationships we want to build with our audience. Great to start them. Social media, like I talked about before, for $1 a day, I can reach 50 to 150 new people every day and have them watch my videos. It's awesome. But I want to take the relationship. It's hard to find that person again, though. So I want to take the relationship from there, bring it back to my website. Can I get an email address? And then when I get that email address, then we go through what's often referred to as an indoctrination sequence.
We can show them how cool and helpful we are.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I love about it. You've got this stuff inside you. You've got this information. You've got this expertise. You've got this passion that you want to help people. It's the best way to show people that you are cool and helpful and that you can help them.
Yeah. And that's what you're doing. You're sharing content via your emails. Now, whether it be, and I'm going to suggest that you be emailing these people that have said, I'm interested, Tony. Tell me more. Once a week. Share them with some content that's relevant to them. They will love you for that, particularly if it's helping to get them a step closer to their journey.
In fact, if someone's put their hand up and downloaded something and said, I'm interested in this, I want help, once a week might not be enough. You might have two or three in the first week, a couple in the second week, and then once a week. You know, this is a hit them while they're hot. Answer their questions while they want to know the answers.
No, and to begin with, you know, as you start to get a little bit more, when you get really work at how this all works there too, you get a little fancier with it there too, you know, you start off with just a welcome sequence of emails. And all of this is so easy to automate. Two tools that's needed. You need a website that is capable of taking somebody's email address. So you need to be able to build these opt-in forms. There's lots of different ways that you can go about that too. Different page builders, you know, from things like ClickFunnels and Unbounce and Lead Pages. Our favorite at the moment and what we've been, how long have we been part of Thrive for? A couple of years now?
Yeah, a couple of years.
Okay, so first of all, we love a WordPress site because of its speed of implementation. If you have a WordPress site and, you know, Thrive Themes is a plugin that makes it really easy for you to build these. We've all seen these little opt-in pages beforehand, little opt-in boxes that kind of pop up there too. Thrive Themes makes it really easy for you to build these. And you go, that's a fabulous idea. Instead of having to go back to a graphic designer now, a web person, all this kind of stuff there too, you can go build it straight away or handball this to your staff. There's lots of great templates.
Templates, plug and play. Swap this photo for that photo.
Yep.
Easy.
Whack it in there.
We'll have a link below to how to find out more, but
they'll teach you how to. And then the other thing that you actually need is an email autoresponder.
CRM.
That's it. Often called contact management system there too. You know, MailChimp or Drip or Infusionsoft. You know, again, ClickFunnels lets you do one of those as well. Again, our favorite for this, what fits your needs, is ActiveCampaign. I just recently again went through all of them again to see if there's any kind of ones. Still, for what we need as practitioners, ActiveCampaign, it's what I use for my chiropractic practices, is that we share through ActiveCampaign. And that lets you automate all of this, because the last thing you want to be doing is answering these emails and having to write them each and every time. We set them all up in advance. Somebody new comes in, I can check, has this person downloaded any of my stuff beforehand? That's important. Yes or no, because I don't want to do a welcome sequence to Tony twice. He already knows all this kind of stuff. Or if Tony's already a patient at my office, I want to talk with Tony in a way differently from somebody who isn't a patient. And these CRMs or these email programs allow you to do this really, really easily. Trust me, if you can use your iPhone, you can use these programs. And we automate this whole sequence where we send Tony, you know, 4 to 6 emails over a couple of weeks there, telling you more about us, delivering value. Tony nearly falling off his chair here. As we're going there too. So this is where we set up these sequences of conversations as well. So,
And if you need some help with that, then we've got just the answer for you as well. If you want to join our Community Influencer Program, which we run through all this stuff, you know, the nitty gritties. You can look over Angus's shoulder as he is creating an opt-in page or a email sequence or a lead magnet, all these things. If you want help with that, and become part of a community of other health professionals that are wanting to push ahead in this space, then join the Community Influencer membership group. It's a wonderful group. You can go to adiomedia.com/CI and get more information there. But we'd love to have you on board.
Shameless plug, given that you're getting this podcast for free. So let's think about those steps involved. Step number one, we're introducing and meeting new people on the social media platforms. We're creating high value content that starts to make a difference to people. So first of all, we've had to decide who we're talking to. Maybe it's a video. Some of our content that we're creating should be directing people back to our website. Once they're back on our website and they're consuming more of our content through there, we want to have what's often referred to as a content upgrade, an opt-in form, an ethical bribe, all same names, where we want to take that relationship to the next level. It says, hey, I've got this other special piece of content for you. It's yours. All you need to do is pop your name and email address in. Okay, that's really step two. Once we've got their name and email address, we get into step number three, which is a nurture sequence. In that nurture sequence, here's our goal, okay, to continue to help them, continue to help to get them closer to the result that they want. What sort of things do we need to share with them? And remember, scoot back through some of our previous episodes. We go through frameworks of how you create great content, you know, more or less framework, you know, our lifestyle framework from there to before after frameworks. We've got some great frameworks of how you can come up with content to put inside of your emails as well. And then eventually, you know, as we start to build this know, liking and trusting, when you have the momentum of this thing spinning on, remember, it takes time to get this. It's not going to happen overnight, but as with it happens here, it does happen eventually. What's that shampoo? Anyway, we start to build that relationship, and then this is how we build a predictable flow of new patients.
High quality, qualified new patients.
And understand, this is the procedure of every successful online business that's using digital marketing. This is what they're doing. But very few, if any of us, do this as health practitioners. We're jumping on, we're sharing content on Facebook, and we're wondering, like, man, I'm putting this time and effort in, but no one's getting on the phone. Yet if you go back to your coaches, if that's what you're looking at, it's probably how you got on their list. You know, you did this. We should be doing exactly the same thing. Now, this is happening whether it be, you know, traditional companies like Ford Motor Car, whether it be luxury brands that are doing this. You know, you head to any website, one of the first things they're going to want to do is encourage to get your email address so they can take the relationship off of the social media platforms and start to share it around.
Absolutely.
Ooh, have good, we convinced you?
Good sum up there. So get onto it, folks. Start creating some high quality, great content that your target audience wants to have.
2019 is about you building an email list of people who says, I'm interested, tell me more, so we can take them through that buyer's journey as well. If that's the only marketing goal that you had for 2019, then I think you'll be blown away with the results that you'll receive from that. 21st century, this is where it's all at. So, gang, if you haven't already, jumped on over to iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify now, and subscribe to the podcast. given us a rating and shared your thoughts, then we would really appreciate if you would do that for us as well. So as always, keep up all the great work. Keep saving lives, gang. See you soon.